Now, Chris, you're the new executive director for the Downtown Development Authority. Now, some might not be familiar with what the organization does. Can you give me some background on it and what the mission is?
Sure. The mission is to seek to overcome market failure in the process of driving public and private investment. And that is a lot of gobbledygook for saying really what we're trying to do is to build a great community. It is enabled by state statute, which allows us to participate in the process of developing the downtown in certain ways. Mm-hmm. Public infrastructure is an obvious choice. So we are the agency that does the replacement of streets and sidewalks. And so the conversion of streets over to like brick streets are some of the main work we do. But it's also participating in private development. So the building that we're sitting in right now is going to be undergoing a significant renovation in the coming years. Mm-hmm. And so this will be a project that the DDA would likely participate in in some fashion, because there is some gap between what the costs to develop a building are versus the ability to absorb that cost within the market.
Okay.
And that gap is really where the DDA comes in to bridge that gap. And so we've got different financial tools to enable us to participate in some way to help buildings matriculate and to find new life. Aside from that, we also we help to subsidize programs like events and marketing of the downtown to really create a greater sense of awareness of the opportunities for, you know, fun and enjoyment in the downtown to the larger audience, that region of a million plus that I was talking about. And historically have invested in some of the bigger game-changing type catalyst projects in the downtown. So the Van Andel Arena and the Convention Center, the big hotels. The DDA has been a financial partner in that. We still are working on the debt service on the bonds to the arena, and after taking the job, I found out that the Downtown Development Authority is the owner of record for the arena, and my first question was, well, where's my key? Unfortunately, I don't get a key, but I have gotten to see a couple of great ice hockey games.
Well, that'll have to do, but maybe they'll get you that key.
And maybe an amper and guitar, and you can actually fill the arena.
Yes, there you go.
There you go. Now, you are with the Downtown Long Beach Association before coming to Grand Rapids. What are some of the things that you have on your checklist that you'd like to accomplish in your first year here?
The biggest item for us is managing this alignment of resources. So the DDA does not exist in a vacuum without partners within the community. And so an obvious choice is a group like the Downtown Alliance, whom also exists to help to accelerate the revitalization of our downtown community. And we're exploring ideas of how to really create a union of the two organizations and potentially others as well to create a single kind of source for downtown information and investment. A single go-to location, single name, and really aligning all the resources that go in, whether it's tax increment finance or special assessment revenues or even city revenues that go towards special events. How do we align all these towards certain objectionable objective metrics that are the really the community goals, and and that's a big part of this right now. It's this reorganization of some of the deck chairs in such a way that we can get them all pointed in the right direction and ensure that the community knows really what that go-to source is for downtown development.
Sure. And David, you were at Woodbury in California before coming here, and Kendall's a very highly regarded institution here in Grand Rapids. What are some of the things that you have at the top of your checklist for the next year?
Well, we have a mission at Kendall to produce artists and designers who are doing things that matter. And so part of what makes something matter is the way that it engages with the community. So part of what I'm looking at is finding ways to engage with the community in projects of mutual interest. It's clear that the greater the assets for art and design in the community and the more impact it has in the community, the greater the education for the students will be, and the stronger the reputation and value of the institution will become. So that's really at the top. But we have some very interesting new programs, which we've launched, which we think are going to change the way that people think about art and design education. We have, and I'll just tick them off right now, we have a medical illustration we're doing with Michigan State University. We have a fashion program, which may just seem like another design program, but I have an interest in seeing the apparel, textile, and garment industry develop in West Michigan. I think we have a capacity here to do that, and I want to be an engine for that kind of change. We have a collaborative design program, which is really about applying design thinking across many fields and disciplines, because we feel very strongly that design thinking will be the tool of the future to get things done. And we've just green-lighted the planning of a Masters of Architecture program.
Okay.
And I think that will really be terrific, too. And I said what I want from that program is I want two things. I want, when people see the plan for it, to go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But I want people 30 years from now to be the ones who go, wow, what would the region have been without this?
Right. Mm.
So we need to get it right, because we want to be cooperating and helping develop the region in all the ways that Chris is out
there. Sure. Now, you've also made some big commitments to Art Prize. Can you tell me about some of those?
Well, last year we were an exhibition site, and we also underwrote the speaker series, and that was wildly successful. Mm-hmm. But when we were asked if we would be interested in sponsoring the Jury Prize, I said, of course. It was really a decision that didn't take much time to think about, because it was so obvious. Art Prize is an amazing event, not just because of the way that it brings visibility to the region and the way that it circulates people downtown, but it's really a sandbox and celebration of creativity. Mm-hmm. And if you view it like that, you can really understand the power of it. I think that what's often lost in the general public is that the art that is produced here, especially the juried art, has real national import. We had someone like Jerry Saltz come by and say, this is the most important art event in the country, maybe in the world. And that's because there's an exploration of the boundaries of what art making is about.
Sure.
And that doesn't happen unless you have a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of participants. I believe in that kind of open, collaborative process, which really creates energy and excitement and has the ability to produce a lasting effect. And so I want to see how far we can take this. Mm-hmm. And I want to be a partner that is giving value to that organization.
Now, before we went on the air, David, you were talking about some events, a collaboration with the Graham. What are some of the events both of your organizations have coming up that people may want to keep their eyes out for?
Well, the one that's really looming large on the horizon is this now in production, the celebration of graphic design for the last 100 years. And it's an exhibition which began at the Walker and was at the Cooper Hewitt in New York, and the Hammer, which I think Chris will know well, in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And now it comes here, and Graham and Kendall were sharing putting this together. And it's really an exciting event for both institutions, because it's the first time that we'll work together in something this large in scope and of such national importance. So we're learning from that and understanding how we can keep working as we move forward to create programming. But it includes things like this poster wall, which is coming, I think it's coming from the Netherlands, which has live exhibition materials that are put up electronically when someone walks into the room or manipulates something.
Oh,
and so it's gathering real-time graphic design that's being done right now worldwide.
Oh, very cool.
So it's really going to be a lot of fun, very exciting.
And Chris, what events should folks keep an eye out that the DDA is going to be behind?
Well, the next big project that we have is this Arena South Visioning. So the DDA, about 15 years ago, acquired a number of parcels around the downtown. It's currently utilized as big, large, expansive surface parking lots.
Mm-hmm.
Surface parking is an accessory use at best in downtown building, and we're beginning the process of the next development cycle, and so we're really generating a lot of thought right now about how to best dispose of those assets to help the community accomplish its vision of how our downtown could grow. And so we're working with the community, and this will start to roll out in later this month and in February to really develop a vision for what those lands could be.
Okay.
And that vision would then translate into some type of disposition plan for our board as we are approached by developers to develop those properties. We've now got something to point to compare against that is reflective of the community's goals and ideas for really moving our city forward. And if I could just add one Item to the discussion about Art Prize. And David hit a number of elements, and I'm a little bit more of an everyman as it relates to art and design.
Okay.
I could tell you, to me, what is so transformative about that event is its ability to disarm an appreciation for art. Mm-hmm. Because there's this invisible wall at the front of art galleries, even though the door might be wide open, as your layperson walks down the street, there's this intimidation factor that exists for an appreciation for art.
I totally agree. It's like if you look at museums, and the one that Kopot built for the Graham is not an example, but they're usually these cathedrals that you go into in this art. And whatever is in there is something which is almost like a religious relic. But we need to take the walls off the museums and demystify it and make it accessible. It's good for the people. It's good for this region.
Right. And I think Dana has been really driving that accessibility what he's been doing with the Graham.
Yeah, certainly. You know, the community is lucky to have somebody like Dana mm-hmm. in that capacity. Yeah. And so the DDA sponsors Art Prize in helping to put exhibitions in the public spaces, the spaces between buildings. Mm-hmm. And that creates, I think, different types of environments for art appreciation, because nobody's wrong. You know, when you look at a painting, when you look at a piece, whatever your reaction is, mm-hmm. whatever the words that come out of your mouth, you know, nobody's wrong. Certainly there's more informed
connects
opinions.
With everybody differently.
But everybody has their own way to absorb or consume whatever it is that mm-hmm. they're looking at and appreciating. And it's really giving people the power to feel like they can express that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Art Prize provides a mechanism, the voting mechanism for them to express that. But it's also those little conversations that happen between people amongst groups as they're looking in those more disarmed environments. And David just talked about the cathedral-like setting, mm-hmm. great choice of words, because in a cathedral, what are you supposed to not do? Speak very loudly, right? So you walk into a museum, and we're all taught, you know, from little ones to
and
be
don't
very
question
quiet.
Either. This is the great art. Don't
yeah,
question
and you're afraid to vocalize your opinion.
People feel intimidated.
Whereas Art Prize just flips all that upside down, and you feel comfortable expressing your opinion mm-hmm. because you're surrounded by, you know, everyday, you know, Joes and Janes, and everybody's experiencing it in a different way, and it feels more open.
Sure. And at the other end of the continuum, you have something like Design 99, who won the Grand Jury Prize, who just won a large award and was recognized nationally
yes,
by another.
I saw that.
Yeah. And what the category was about artists and art groups who are moving the boundaries in art. So mm-hmm. we are not simply letting people into art, we're also making art different in a way, helping
right.
to move it and be innovative and entrepreneurial mm-hmm. in that area.
You know, and if I could, we're just going to go down this rabbit hole a little further. You know, sure. I think this is an opportunity. I love conversations like this because, you know, David and I don't get to talk enough, but these are opportunities for collaboration.
Absolutely.
Just this conversation alone, because in the 6 months I've been here, I've gotten to meet a number of, you know, underground artists, people that are doing very contemporary, progressive, you know, performing arts type mm-hmm. of work. And, you know, they approach the DDA and say, well, how do we get involved in this? And I don't always have, you know, the right answer. But what I know is that through collaboration, by identifying our partners, we can find a way to build a stage for all of these great innovators in the various arts that are within our community mm-hmm. To make people more aware of what already exists here. Because it's not just Art Prize, and it's not just Graham, and it's not just
right.
Kindle, but you've got all of this grassroots roots organic
right.
art that's being developed.
The Avenue of the Arts down division, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Right. I absolutely agree. Sometimes people do not see what they have as an asset, and they yeah. might even see it as a negativity. And if mm-hmm. you turn it slightly, you can see, well, this is something that can be leveraged into a future that can be really extraordinary for multiple people
sure.
and multiple yeah. groups.
You know, it's and on a more comprehensive level, I think I said something similar in my job interview, which is, I don't think you guys realize how great you are.
Right.
You know, there's
we're our own best asset. This is we came here because of all the things Chris said and mm-hmm. and things that I've said. This community is tremendous.
Yeah.
And to simply wake up to that, to start acting intentionally on what you have.
And it's yeah. always great to hear an outsider's yeah. perspective on that. And I mean, have each of you also had a chance to bring some of your friends from out of state to Grand Rapids? And what's their impression been?
Oh, I think it's all similar. You know, the friends that have visited – me have been ones who are appreciators of the beer scene. So
as soon as the artisanal beer is great.
Yeah, as soon as they find out that I'm in Grand Rapids and learn more about
right.
the breweries that they know of, mm-hmm. you know, whether they're in North Carolina or Kentucky, and
sure.
everybody knows Bell's and Founders and you know, the great breweries in the region, and then they come to learn about all the little guys that are popping mm-hmm. up. It's very easy for me to attract friends of this community because of things like that
sure.
That are really helping to put Grand Rapids on the mm-hmm. map.
Yeah, the same experience here, though it's not around beer. It's usually around work. I looked at my friends back in Los Angeles and said, you know, there's things that can happen in West Michigan that will never happen in Los Angeles. So, for instance, in the institution I left, we had a media technology program, which is about creating new applications for media, not just supporting the technology infrastructure in media areas. And I said, if you're going to do startup businesses and incubate, you're not going to be able to do that in Los Angeles. You ought to come here and do it. So mm-hmm. I brought a group of people from Los Angeles in, and they fell in love with it.
Awesome.
Yeah, we walked around, saw Smart Place, Grid 70, mm-hmm. Kendall, and they just said, you know, we're going to come back, and we're going to bring students, we're going to bring faculty, we're going to bring friends. I'm thinking that, in fact, the architecture program from Woodbury is planning in the summer of 2014 to do a residential studio that looks at the river and some of the aspects of the area. And there was such enthusiasm. We had some people who are graduates from Taubman and from Cranbrook, but there was such enthusiasm that they're going to have to find a way to bring like 100 students in 20 faculty. That's how
wow.
that's how much people want to come here.
That's magnificent.
Yeah.
This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Dr. David Rosen. He's the president of Kendall College of Art and Design, and Christopher Larson. He's the executive director for the Downtown Development Authority. And we've been chatting about being new to Grand Rapids. Thanks for joining me, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.